the meeting.
Here, one meeting board. As if you heard what the chairman just said, you know, Ken's been wanting to come back on the committee, and Hector has offered to step down. So I gave the chairman a call yesterday, and if those cards, if you will, were still on the table, I was fine with that. So welcome aboard, Ken, and yeah, welcome your input. And and thank you, because that means we have a forum. Resolutions are 162, approving the execution of contract in excess of $6,000 in the county. Newcastle's Communication Department of Informational Services. So if anybody, if you can fill us in on essentially both of them, we'll deal with it. Oh, yeah.
Second?
Then we'll go to discussion.
Thank you. Would you like me to describe voiceover IP?
Sure.
Okay, let me start by describing what our phone system is now. What we have now is a Centrex phone system that we purchased from Verizon, and for all of our 1,200 phones, 1,800 phones in the county, we have one line coming from Verizon into the building, and we pay at this moment like $18.59 a month or so, something like that, per line. Actually, isn't a bad deal because we get a volume discount, but still, for one line of $18.59. That's an average. It's somewhere around $18. So what this new system is, certainly not new to the technology world, a lot of companies are doing this, is instead of having all those individual lines, what we do is we have a couple of large trunk lines that come into the county, and then the phone calls ride on our network, our internal network. So what that means is that if I'm over here making a phone call, I don't have to have a line that goes directly out. I travel the network and go over to those trunk lines, which are, you know, big pipes, and I can get, you know, like a couple hundred calls at a time, and I can design that to be whatever size I want. And that way I only need to secure enough lines for the number of concurrent calls that we have in the county at one time. So although we have 1,800 lines at one time, you might get maybe half of those people making phone calls. So really I only need 900 lines. So I can now, I can close that number of lines down. And with that system, I've put the design is where I put servers around the county. So if one server goes down, all the phones will automatically route to one of the other servers that I have around the county. So I've put redundancy into it. Our big sites, we have backup lines out to Verizon too, so that we don't have to, you don't have to worry if the network goes down, you'll still be able to use your phone. The cost for that, let me say one more thing, the cost for that whole system will actually be less than what I pay now to Verizon by $7,000 and change a month. So over the course of the first 5 years, I'll be saving over $89,000 a year. And then after that, it'll even bump up. I think it bumps up to $160,000 or something a year after I pay off my short-term bond.
Question. Sure. What for the investment, what exactly are we getting? I mean, from the desk to home.
Yes, you're
How much hardware are we getting?
What we're getting is a lot of hardware. We're getting servers for four locations. We have two now. What I didn't mention earlier is that we did a pilot for this project at the EOC, the Emergency Operations Center. So we have two servers there that were purchased with grant money that I can leverage for the rest of the county. So with those two servers, this one will add four more servers to be placed strategically in our bigger, high population buildings. and we will get phones for everybody, software.
Everything that was not modified or just a brand new
phone for everyone. And the phones will have a lot more features than your phone now. You'll have soft buttons on the phone where you can program things in. You'll have what they call a soft phone so that you can run it on your desktop. You don't even need to have a phone. You can just open up the phone on your desktop and talk there. And if you have a video, you can do video there as well. There's another client that goes on your smartphone, so that if you're talking on the phone and then you come into the office, the phone will just transfer, so you can sit down and then use your other phone. There's a lot of sophistication in this. So even besides the savings that we'll get a lot more flexibility and functionality from the system. It's really, you know, 21st century phones now.
No problems with the two services we're using.
No, I don't think it's working well.
Thank you. All right. Question. Yeah, go ahead.
Regarding the servers, we all know how fast technology moves and how the technology moves. In the components that are going into it, are we using pretty advanced state-of-the-art components that are going through SSD hard drives?
We're using state-of-the-art. I don't know if they're SSD solid state or not. I think that I could check on that for you.
And other components as well in terms of speed, because speed becomes the faster as you update software, then suddenly your server can't handle it.
So you're saying
how much of the costs involved are going toward the hardware?
Hardware is... Hardware is $423.
And that includes the phones?
Yes.
And in terms of, I would assume the phones would continue with any updates to servers that may come down on a later date.
Yes. And the one thing that's pertinent about this solution that we chose is that it's a software-based solution. So as time goes on and features are added, there's software terms in here so we can update the software and keep getting the state of the art.
As long as the hardware can keep up with it.
Yeah, these servers are very powerful and certainly capable to run this for 5 years. And then after 5 years, actually they would probably last longer than we could.
I would hope, given the cost of that.
Yeah, when the servers are... The servers are about
$9,500
each.
Okay, so that's not a big deal. The last question I would have is, you mentioned Verizon as a vendor. Have you looked at other systems?
Yes. Verizon is the phone communications provider. The vendor for the system is NEC. But Verizon is the one who provides those big trunk lines into the system. And even there, we've looked at, and it's not even definite at this point until we get approval to go forward. At that point, I'll look at all the different vendors because there's also a few other vendors around that might provide those phone lines.
Hey, so you have, just so I understand, the small set part, you have the, what is true, the internet lines coming in, being a DOIP that Verizon can provide them to.
Nope, it's SIP trunks, it's phone lines.
If it's phone lines, then that would be not phone lines, right?
Yeah, but the voice over IP refers to running on the network internal. So I have an internal fiber network that connects all of the buildings together.
So that's
the IP part.
Intranet?
Actually, wide area network is
how the terminology is. So then that raises the other question of looking at a full VOIP system together and the savings that could result from that.
That's what this is.
But it's bringing landlines in.
Well, but you have to have a connection to the outside world.
Well, that's the internet with a VOIP system.
If you want your outside vendor to be your VLIP system. But even if you do that, somewhere you have to get to the people who don't have VoIP systems. You have to get to the outside world.
I use VoIP in my business.
And it goes to your vendor, who is Time Warner or somebody like that?
Well, it's your internet service provider.
But then that person, the service provider, has these trunk lines that I'm talking about.
Okay, yes, yes. But you're actually paying for your internet service. If you're paying for landline service, that's a different animal than paying for internet service.
True, but when you're paying Time Warner for your VoIP system, they're wrapping in the cost that they have for those trunk lines, because they have the trunk lines.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just transparent to you, because you're, you know, you don't have to worry about that. What you're doing is you're paying for the internet over, you're paying for the equivalent of what I will give you on this fiber ring that it has. And then once, you know, they provide VoIP to hundreds of customers. So what they do is pull all the systems into their main data center, sort of like I would have on my data center. And then from there, they have these trunk lines that go back to Verizon or ATAC or whomever the telecom vendor was. Because you can make a phone call to somebody who's not on VoIP.
Right. Anywhere.
Right.
Anywhere.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't be able to do that if they didn't have those trunk lines.
I can't say that I know enough to really get into more questioning. This isn't the forum to do it. But we have done a detailed analysis on that, and the very best way to do it. That's one of the things we've been talking about as a legislature, that we could see something in writing that would show us the cost comparison as to how those systems would operate in the different alternatives that could be used to be providing phone service to us, and how that works.
Okay, I provided with the resolution a chart using our current Centrex system and then using our VoIP system, and I did...
That's your specific proposal, but there are other alternatives.
True. Before we narrowed down to this alternative, we looked at a bunch of different alternatives. We had vendors come in and show us their solutions. We compared them against each other and then had an evaluation team that evaluated all three vendors, the three finalists.
Right, but we don't see the justification for all that.
Okay, I do have a chart. I think that's because it's operational, but I'm not sure why you don't see that. I gave it to the county exec's office.
Okay.
So when you looked at it, if I may, when you looked at the three or four different options that you ended up with, were they all different tests, or were different approaches to providing it, or were they basically the same and you chose the company who offered the best deal on hardware?
There were a couple different approaches. Some were like managed completely off in somebody else's data center, which is similar to the thing that you were talking about. But again, once I got there, there were trunk lines that went out. And then another one was just sort of leasing everything. And then this one where we put the infrastructure in. And
so in the leasing scenario, if I may, was there renewed, like, current product? You know, so as technology moves, sometimes in these leasing, part of your leasing agreement is getting the latest in a period of time down the road. And then the cost breaks down between looking at a leasing proposal and that scenario and the cost of that versus an external management of your data center or internal management. So I assume you looked at all of them.
We did look at both of them. And the leasing one, you could, you know, update your equipment after your lease period was up, and then you would renegotiate your lease.
Mm-hmm. And so from a cost perspective, did this boil down to a cost savings? And this was the best approach from a technology and cost perspective?
Correct.
So both?
Correct.
Or was it just a quality-driven decision?
Cost and functionality. There were like a bunch of like four criteria that were the basis of the decision. Cost was one of them. Meeting the requirements of that we put out for the request to quote. And experience of the vendor in doing something of this size and scope. And references.
Just to clarify, what changes this from an operational kind of thing to legislative issue is the fact that you're asking for money over $50,000.
Mm-hmm.
And so once that occurs, the whole process changes.
Okay.
Any other discussion? Yes, sir.
Future support, what's the cost of future support? Because I think folded into the initial cost of plus year two, three, four.
Yeah. Let's see. So, the ongoing support of the system is $66 a month. So that's $80,000 a year, versus now I'm paying $400,000 a year for phone service. And that includes managed services where they'll do all the move ads, changes, installations, all that kind of stuff.
One more. Will this, are you able to support this because you're doing it in-house with the same staff, or do you have to add staff?
I don't have to add staff. That managed services will take care of that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anything else?
Sure.
If there's no other discussion, then all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. And then resolution 74 is simply the same thing as
Second.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye. He wasn't here when we talked about the way it gets done. That's what this is. Isn't this the one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just thought to say for the director that this go-around, we're going on the page what you presented to us, but any proposals that come forth in the future, we're going to want to see more and more documentation of the alternatives and how that works.
Okay.
Well, that'll go through the exec's office and so on. We don't necessarily make that decision.
We're asking for more.
And based on what they present, we can ask for that information. I don't think I'm going to direct her to just supply me more information.
I don't believe we can direct either, but I can certainly say, so we get as a body, we expect to see more.
You can do that individually, yes. And if something comes through us and we ask for more, we can, we can receive that. But
I will expect to see more as a member of the committee.
But I think it's also part of what's coming out of law number three that's still in laws and rules, the piece that was presented. I think that's part of that whole concept.
Cost benefit ratio.
Right.
Okay. All right. Any other discussion? Any motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.